You're listening to SBS News.
Kicking off a week-long celebration of music from all over the world. This group from Nagoya in Japan are just some of the 1,000 children arriving in Australia this week to celebrate the Gondwana World Choral Festival. One of the performers, Alba, says she's excited to be in Sydney.
It's very special because even if you don't know the words that we're singing, by the rhythm and by the rhythm and how it feels and how you approach it, I think it can mean many things.
The children have travelled far and wide to perform together in Sydney and put their talents on show. 17-year-old Wang Yunyun from Guangzhou is one of the performers.
Singing is not about language or something. We can sing without a barrier.
Local talent is also under the spotlight. 11-year-old Artin is performing as part of the Gondwana Children's Choir. He migrated from Iran just 2 years ago and says singing has helped him settle into Australia.
I mostly like all types of singing, like everything. Like, what I love about singing is like it makes me happy and like I feel spirited.
His mother, Neda, says the choir has improved her life too. Knowing her son is making friends and enjoying his life made it easier for her to settle in as well.
We moved here almost 2 years ago. When we arrived here, I found that, okay, our family had to start from the beginning. And it was pretty hard for Artin. No friends, no family, and you know, as a mom, that was my concern. What should I do, you know? And I found that I have to start from what he really likes, he really loves, and you know, that was music.
The children have put in hundreds of hours of practice in the lead up to their arrival in Australia. But this week isn't just about singing. It's hoped that through their shared love of music, they can make lifelong intercultural friendships. Lynn Williams founded the Sydney Children's Choir 30 years ago. It's now grown into one of the country's most highly regarded vocal programs for young singers.
When we sing in choirs, we're all singing and breathing together. So there's no greater unifying thing that I think we can find in the world to be able to sing and join in that way.
The choir will perform together later in the week at Australia's most prestigious music venues, the Sydney Conservatorium and the Opera House. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.